in the coming weeks. And although I mentioned last time that we would begin to speak on new ground of information, I would instead this week to speak a little about the outpouring of the grief that is on your planet at this time. I would like to say to you how this grief affects those also in our world, because you see, there are a great many who still hold fast to the same beliefs as they held upon your earth. Therefore, they also feel the grief that comes from your earthly plane. I am sure that each one of you has been in some way affected by this grief from all over the world. For someone of great earthly status. But as we all know, he is but one man on your planet. And although he has shown much love, he is also a human being with his own faults. Although his own faults would not be viewed in the same way by the majority of people.
So I think he has been hailed as one of the, I'm not quite sure how to put it, but one of the more outstanding popes of the ones that have been in office.
As much as he has done his job well. But, of course, although he has done much, he has forgotten much. And if I may say to you, my dear friends, his faults, if I may use that word to you, has been the denial of his own experiences in so much as his own spirituality has been involved. But he will recognize these omissions in our world. But I wanted to remind you that any event in your world also has some rebound effect in ours.
That is a timely reminder for us.
Yes. It bodes well that you remember these things. Would you like to place before me any questions on this matter?
Yes, there has been prophecy as regards the Vatican and as regards the number of popes that we shall have, and according to Saint Malachi's prophecy, there should be two more in the list, according to something you said a while ago. The papacy is in decline and will not go on forever. I wondered if you have any further comments regarding that.
Yes, I remember well my words to you all about this matter. I believe I said that your earthly religions cannot last forever, because this time when so many of us, including myself, we come to bring truth and truth and love cannot fail this time. Therefore, earthly religions will have their day when people realize that there is but one truth, one creator, one who loves and nurtures all things, all experiences, all planets, all universes, all of life. Yes, this religion has limited time. The people within your world are now able to think and to feel and to see for themselves. This I gave to you previously when I told you that each successive generation will not take any form of religion at its face value. Each individual will decide as time continues what is right for them.
Yes, I believe according to that prophecy by Saint Malachi, this particular Pope John Paul was described in terms of the olive, which seems to me fitting that he should have been in office during this period when the whole world, I think, is letting thoughts of peace more into consciousness, and the olive equating to peace.
Yes. Nothing is left to chance. All is influenced from our world. And yes, the gentleman in question was the correct choice at the correct time.
Can I just correct myself on that? It's the coming Pope, I think, that equates to the olive in the prophecy. Yes, I made a mistake there.
Yes.
But
really, it matters not, because
we are coming into that period of peace.
Already, that state is beginning to make itself known throughout your world.
Yes, and Pope John Paul was described as from the labors of the sun, and that is interesting because he came from Krakow in Poland, the same town of Copernicus, who thought much and labored on the sun and the motion of the planets around it.
Yes.
And there seems to be a firm connection there.
Thank you. It always surprises me, my dear friends, when you seem so amazed by all of these happenings, when indeed I feel by now your understanding of all creation and how it works within your world. It should not surprise you as much as it does.
Yes, it's not entirely a surprise. I think it's totally joy.
Yes.
Totally joy in seeing the validity of prophecy.
Yes. And while we speak of joy, before I used this voice, I was aware of the great joy of you all in seeing your words, my dear friend, in print. I also would like to say well done to you.
Well, I must use the expression that you have used several times and say, I am humble.
As I too,
yes,
am humbled.
We all have our joy.
Yes.
Participation in that.
Yes.
Thank you.
If only more human beings could find that joy within their lives, how their lives would change. Each one of you needs love, needs joy in their daily living. Yes. But yes, to answer your question more fully, the end is nearing for many, many earthly religions.
And this would be presumably largely due to the dogmatic approach which they mostly share, a kind of a non-flexibility allowed in mind.
It will come about, as I have said, because each individual will use the love and the experiences that they feel in recognizing that all of these dogmatic religions cannot be right for today's thinkers.
And of course,
people will take responsibility for themselves rather than to become sheep and follow the flock and the thinking of some person who dictates to them what is right and what is wrong. It applies to all religions, not just to the papal dominion, but to all religions who have held great many of your people in almost, shall I say, chains for so many centuries.
And the other factor, of course, would be the distortion of truth from the original teaching,
yes,
which I feel must happen when a divine teaching is given to people who are lesser minded, if I could put it that way. There has to be a loss of perfection, and that is bound to lead to difficulty.
Yes. Unfortunately, in many of your earthly religions, the greed of power has taken the lead in so many. Where the chaining of the populations and the fear which has remained, it must be broken in order for people to be free thinking. It has to be, and that is what, my dear friends, those from our world are trying to do this day.
Maybe another way of putting it is we don't need the little man anymore. People can deal with creation directly. Religions, instead of going through a religion, we can cut out the little man of religion.
Yes, what a wonderful way to describe it, a middle man. Yes, I like that. Yes. Each individual is responsible for their lives on this planet, as you know. And now it is coming that each one will recognize that it is so, that you cannot put blame to another or to a church or a religion, but you must take individual responsibility for your lives and your deeds upon this planet.
I think so much is being talked about spirituality without the middleman. It's going to snowball because people are. I was just thinking that this person I talked about last night, who saw this last week, who saw the spiders, she was quite afraid of seeing all these things. And I said to her how wonderful I thought it was, and she was obviously opening up. And then she began to see things in a different way. But people need a little help along the way, and more talk, and more people will catch on, I think.
Yes. We cannot dismiss that religion has not brought some good. That is not what I am saying to you. Of course, for many, many of your people on this planet, religion has brought comfort and goodness to their hearts, even if they have been misled. But as always, when something is done for the right reason, then how can you dismiss it as being wrong? You cannot.
I think we have to observe that divine teaching is at the central core of each of the religions, and that is why it has a modicum of success.
Let me say that divine teaching is at the very core of every individual.
Yes.
That is the way you should describe religion. It is an innermost thought, an innermost feeling, an innermost knowing. Understanding is available to all people on your earth, will things truly begin to change.
Yes. So it is the recognition that it flows from within.
Yes.
And not from within some building.
Yes.
Or some book for that matter.
That is what saddens me when I look upon you human beings. And so many have experiences in their lives which should show them the way. And they deny it because of religion. When before them is the evidence of who and what they are, and still they are embroiled within religious scriptures.
Yes.
Do you understand?
They often block our progress.
Yes.
Many people who are involved in religion say that they suffer from feelings of guilt.
Yes.
Through their lives, which is a great shame.
Unfortunately, it is almost a form of what you on earth call a brain washing.
Yes.
Is that the correct term?
Yes.
Yes.
That is a word that fits well.
Yes. And unfortunately, lots of people feel that way.
Our spiritual leaders who really feel they have a calling to their work, they must be feeling some sort of spiritual, something spiritual that they actually want to lead. It's not only, I mean, some I think perhaps maybe it's a power ego thing, but many feel they want to do good, and that's their calling. So
yes, we will return to the one we began this conversation. He was a man who was meant to change the thinking in your world to some degree. But his pathway led him to the religion that he chose. And he has done great things to help many people. But as I have said to you, this time his downfall again is the refusal to accept what he knows to be the truth. Do you understand?
If someone has a very strong connection with the spirit, they probably wouldn't go through the big religions. Because if they had a strong connection with the spirit, they'd see that they don't need to go through the big religions.
Yes, but that is what is so wrong. We fear that especially someone like the Pope, who has just passed to our world, because so much time was spent in meditation. And remember, that is what prayer is. He cannot have lived that life without some recognition of what spirituality really is. But because of his earthly position as head of a great religion in your world, he has denied what he truly knows as being wrong, as being of the devil, as he would say. That is what is wrong. And that, my dear friends, is what he will now regret. Even although he has brought much comfort to many, for himself he has denied the truth and knowledge of all love. As all religious leaders do. Was a good old man, but as many who have passed before him, he has been misguided.
In many ways, we humans have the failing that we resist change.
Yes.
Fail to take the step to break away on a different course.
Yes, might I add to that, that you suffer so much from doubt and fear. Remember my teaching to you, that all events in your life are based on either love or fear. And it is fear that holds you from moving forward. Can you see that?
Yes. Yes,
but again, it is a failing. Perhaps that is the wrong term. It is an occupation of the human being.
There is a certain fear,
yes,
in breaking away from tradition. One sees it in a number of walks of life.
Yes.
One sees it in farming practice as well.
Yes.
There's been much keeping to the old ways instead of branching out into something better.
Yes. There is always the fear of being oneself. And if, my dear friends, you truly accept your own spiritual self, there is nothing that could harm you. Do you understand what I say? Have you any more questions before I leave you?
You say can harm you. You said you mean spiritually, not physically, then, don't you?
Yes. But of course, if you are strong spiritually, no harm should come to the physical being. You sound surprised.
No, not really, but I was just, perhaps I was just pondering, thinking of a few examples of how things could happen that could affect you physically, but then of course you if you've got the right thinking, you'll go on the right track. So yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm with it now. Thank you.
So I promised to ask a question on behalf of a gentleman I met at the weekend.
Yes.
You may be able to help us here. His name is Dr. Rupert Holmes. His address is 66 Regent's Park Road, London, North West 1. He is a molecular biologist, a very intelligent man who has made great progressions in a number of scientific ways in his life. He is now somewhat aged. He is rapidly losing his physical eyesight. He is becoming aware of what I think are many spirit bodies around him. He describes a cylinder appearing within the room and a number of what seem to be translucent spirit bodies emerging from it. He will sit in his room and look out of the window where there are trees and grass, and he says he sees dozens of these translucent beings amidst the trees. He's rather bemused and not understanding of this, and I think he would dearly like more understanding of what is happening in relation to himself this accompaniment to his loss of physical eyesight.
Yes.
If you could help us there, I can send a tape to him so that he can listen to it.
I understand. Yes. Again, we have the scientist with the logical mind who always finds spiritual matters rather disturbing or confusing. Let me firstly say this to you. We have spoken some time ago about the loss of any senses and how the other senses become much more magnified.
Yes, I think we all remember that.
Yes. That is my first remark to you, my dear friend. Let me say this to you, that this gentleman, if he applied himself and joined with the right people, is in fact a medium who can produce much ectoplasm to have materializations before him. That is what he is beginning to see. And if he so applied himself, this could be developed for not only his own good, but for the good of many others. These visions will not stop, because he has reached this point because of his failing eyesight, where he now cannot apply logic and he cannot deny the existence of what he is seeing. Whether he accepts this explanation or not, that is the fact of the matter. But I ask you, please, that he listens to my words. That he may feel, or he might feel a recognition of what is happening to him. I will try to help him in any way that I can.
That's most interesting, and I'm sure he will be most grateful. So he needs to, shall I say, go within and think on this.
He needs to accept that what he is seeing is reality. He needs to recognize that what he is seeing comes from within himself. That there is no outside logical explanation. I hope, my dear friend, that it is helpful to you.
I'm sure that will be. After, I imagine his that will then lead to him feeling more comfortable about his condition.
Feel comfortable about the loss of his sight, but it might bring some comfort that he is now entering a new phase of existence. Remember, I have told you that sometimes life has to be harsh for the recognition to show itself to you.
Yes.
I must take my leave of you this time and allow any others to come. dear friends, as I depart from you, my feeling of love for you all grows stronger and stronger.
That's lovely to hear. I think we reciprocate that.
Yes, all of it goes with you.